Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The highly acclaimed Common Core standards are becoming so unpopular that they may soon be politically untouchable. From Glenn Beck and activist parents to the Wall Street Journal and senior academics, critics are piling on and throwing Common Core into the trash bin. One of the latest critiques of Common Core math standards is by prize-winning math professor Marina Ratner at the University of California at Berkeley. It's refreshing to hear criticisms that are very specific and include examples of assignments that anybody can see are ridiculous. Professor Ratner was alerted to the stupidity of Common Core by looking at her sixth grade grandson's homework assignment from Berkeley Middle School. Fractions are taught by having kids draw pictures and create fictional stories. A student who gives the correct answer right away and does not draw a picture or make up a story actually loses points. Ms. Ratner concluded that Common Core is making simple math concepts artificially intricate and complex, while the actual content that is taught is very primitive. The bottom line is that Common Core is inferior to the current California standards. The $15 billion spent nationally to develop and adopt Common Core standards has been a gigantic waste. Another deceit is the College Ready label that is so often placed on the new Common Core curriculums. Math experts say that Common Core standards do not prepare students for the colleges where most parents want to send their children. Scholars are calling the new Common Core history standards a stealthy plan to teach kids a left-wing curriculum. Scholar Stanley Kurtz says that Common Core's American history pitches out traditional emphasis on American founders and constitutional government in favor of a left-wing emphasis on race, gender, class, and ethnicity.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents and caring educators around the country are finally standing up to the Common Core nightmare. Got a beef with Common Core? Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. You can help other parents from around the country fight the good fight when you share your own voice at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows that
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 26th day, one day post Christmas. Anybody have postpartum over Christmas? Whew. I'll tell you what. For the first time in 61 years, Dan, I spent Christmas alone. For the first time in 61 years. Of course, I can't remember the early years, but I knew I wasn't alone. So, you know, I haven't done the bah humbug routine, and I hate to wish anybody's life away, but damn, I wish this was January 2nd. Ed in Dallas. Hello, Ed.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey.
Listen, I got some news for you. First thing I
you, want you, to tell you. You hit the lottery and you're going to send Republic money and clean up all of her back bills. I guess that wasn't it. Ed, are you still there? Is he still there? He's connected? And maybe he hit mute on his side? Really? Well, okay, well, disconnect and pull the pot down and put the receiver in your ear and see if he's still there. At any rate. He dropped? Okay. Bad cell phone connection? Yeah, all right. Anarchy and natural law. And this is a perfect, and I mean an absolute perfect follow-up about the story on gun control. Because we're going to have to start relying more on ourselves. Most people believe that anarchy is a state of disorder due to the absence or non-recognition of authority. Is that Ed in Dallas again? Is that Ed? Go ahead and put him up. Hello, Ed. You dropped.
Hello, John.
Yeah, there you are.
I lost you. My Bluetooth went out.
Okay.
What I wanted to tell you is, first, you need to go over to YouTube and look up a talk by Justice Antoine Scalia, where he, and the name of it is Justice Antoine Scalia Speaks Out on Fox News Sunday. You need to listen to that, and that's on the gun issue. Because he indicates, by his, he doesn't say it right out, but he indicates that the guns of the day were what the framers intended.
Oh, you mean single shot whatevers?
No. Guns of the day. In other words, of that day, but also of the day we're in now. Whatever the gun of the day is, okay? And he indicates that possibly, he said it hadn't come before us yet, but possibly, you know, it could be that a person could carry a rocket launcher.
Could carry, I'm sorry, carry what?
A rocket launcher. And he says we're not going to answer that yet, because it hadn't come before the court. But he said the main thing is that it was the guns that could be carried. Uh-huh. He said obviously cannons couldn't carry a cannon,
right?
And he said there were limits in that day as to the kinds of weapons you could carry. So you couldn't carry an axe that was really, really evil looking and threatened people running down the street.
Sure.
But he said that according to the rules of the day, of that day, we will make the decision as they come before our court. But they were talking about the case of Heller, you know, Heller versus D.C. And he goes into great detail about it. So you need to listen to that. It's called Antoine Scalia Speaks Out on Fox News Sunday.
Right. Well, and, I'll tell you what. I'll have Dan try to look this thing up, and if it's not too long, we'll play it on air.
Yeah. Well, the part where he's talking about the guns, play that part. That's the part that's really good.
Okay. And do you know how far into it is? Can you help me at all with that?
Yeah, it's probably he talks about the abortion cases and the homosexual cases and stuff.
Before
and
the gun issue?
I think so.
Okay,
And then about midway, somewhere he starts talking about Heller, the case of Heller.
Okay, great.
And so that's a very good one to listen to. And the other part of that you were talking about in your article a while ago that I thought would be real interesting for you to look up, too, is have you ever heard of Pastor Sullivan in Cass County, Nebraska?
No.
When the IRS closed down his church?
No.
Okay, well, Cass, he wrote a little book called The Day They Padlocked the Church, and that was the IRS did that. And the reason why was because he was teaching his parishioners that they didn't have to file income tax.
I don't know how long you've been around, Ed, but remember the Indianapolis Baptist Church that they shut down?
Yes, I do. A real good one, because he talks about how he just says, when the IRS comes along and says they want me to file income tax, he says, I just say no.
Yeah.
And he says, if they come along and want me to do this, I'll say no.
No.
And it's a whole, it's really good. Yeah. And a lot of his stuff, he's got some videos that you can look up. Now, the other part that I want to say.
Okay, Ed, you got to quicken this, because I've got to be done with this call by the quarter hour break here. So,
the thing that they're riding is a dead horse, John. It's a dead horse because it's a horse that was created by the New Deal. It's executive powers. Mm-hmm. It's the emergency executive powers, mm-hmm. And they're riding a dead horse. That contract is dead.
Yeah.
It's been dead a long time. None of us were contractees under the New Deal.
That's right.
And we've got to recognize that, and that's why they're just trying to keep it going. But the thing about it is, none of us are liable to them under that contract, under that New Deal contract. And so that's what they're just fighting, you know, to try to keep it alive. But it's going to die. And even in the inaugural speeches of FDR, if you'll listen to his first inaugural speech when he gave the offer, he said that this is a temporary help. He didn't say it was permanent. You can't make a contract permanent. This was all a contract. A New Deal is a contract. And it was a national contract. And it's dead now. It's been 81 years, I think, today. And the people who made the contract had to be 21 years of age in order to make the contract of that day.
Right.
That makes anybody that's liable to the contract today
pretty much
at least 102 or older.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Right? Ed, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you calling back. Got to come up on break here in about 20 seconds. So we'll search around for Anton Scalia on Fox News. Yeah, tell you what, it's going to come down to the point where I think their house of cards will fall, but will there be anybody around to celebrate and partake in the restoration of this country? Just as on the verge of it starting to turn, are we going to wink out? Is our drive and our desire going to fade? That's what concerns me the most. Thanks for your call, Ed. I appreciate it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I thought this is really significant because a lot of people, you know, we've heard a lot about common law. Well, there's no real provisions for common law. It was law based on common sense. And we refer back to those times that we didn't have this administrative creepy stuff hanging over our heads. We didn't have the uniform commercial codes. We didn't have government making rules, regulations, and little unconstitutional statutes. And it was a time when our government wasn't a corporation, and our state wasn't a corporation, our county and our city that we live in weren't corporations. You see all these nice little people we keep voting for to put on these boards? They're actually board members of the corporations, and people don't get it. They don't understand it. Most people believe that, you know, and I had almost zero emails. I think I had one email on Rod Class being on, which it tells me that he's nipping at their heels, but you heard me ask him, you know, why don't you do a show on the network to keep people abreast of your battles with the good old Fed? And this is over gun case. And his wife doesn't want him to do that. Well, and I don't know, and I'll be honest, I don't know his wife. I don't think I've ever spoken to her. But I told him that the best way to stay upright is to be public, to be seen. And she wants to tuck him and hide him away. That is a recipe for disaster. I don't understand it, and I never will. That, oh yeah, you fight, but you got to do it underground. You know, let me make you a little air hole so you can get some air so you don't smother. Has anything ever happened in human history without strong people being out front? No. The answer to that is no. But, as I'm going to demonstrate, the strong people that really make the change are the individual. When they band together and say no. Most people believe that anarchy is a state of disorder due to the absence of non-recognition of authority. People who support the idea of the need for government believe and would want you to accept this definition. But like Orwellian doublespeak, and that's the language that deliberately disguises, distorts, or reverses the meaning of words, the true Latin and Greek etymological meaning of the word has been distorted. The word anarchy has two parts. An is the first part, and it means without. And archy is the second part, and is used in such words as hierarchy, monarchy. It has the meaning of ruler or rulers. By putting the two meanings together, we find out that the original definition of anarchy is without rulers. To believe in the idea that anarchy is chaos and confusion is not contained or even implied. It is the original meaning of the word, but it is a subjective opinion. By the original definition of the word, it is clear that if a person is an anarchist, it means that they don't believe in rulers. It does not mean that they believe in society without rules. Even though the words ruler and rules look very similar, they have very different meanings. And the confusion comes in whether man-made rules are being talked about or the rules of nature. The rules of nature are better known as natural laws. The natural laws are fixed rules that remain unchanged by time, location, environment, or culture. However, man-made laws do vary by time, location, environment, and culture. The natural laws have been called natural rights. And it must be noted that rights have not been granted upon us by the grace of government, but exist independent of it. They are from nature, and the truth of them is easily understood by all men, whether you see them as originating from nature or from the creator of nature. In the United States, the natural laws have been stated in the original Bill of Rights. The founders never imagined that those rights could be amended, limited, or changed by government. It is the folly of tyranny to think that it can do so, and nature will eventually correct an aberration. An anarchist rejects the laws of men and holds as the moral code the natural laws. One question that will be answered when this is completed is it possible that the natural laws create order and that man-made laws actually are the cause of disorder? And let's expand our understanding of this distinction by looking at the word sovereign. The word sovereign means one that exercises supreme authority. So the question of sovereignty is, are you the supreme authority of your own life? Or are there other entities that exercise supreme authority over your life? Put another way, are you a sovereign man, or are you a man that has a sovereign ruler or a sovereign that rules over you? To continue our inquiry, let's look at the definition of freedom. The word freedom means, one, condition of being free of restraints, two, liberty of the person from slavery, detention, or oppression, three, the capacity to exercise choice or free will, and four, a right or the power to engage in actions without interference insofar that they do not infringe upon the freedom of others. In a nutshell, freedom is what you have when nobody is forcing their will on you. Freedom is not just an ideal state of society, but a moral code of natural laws for respecting the rights of others. Anybody, anyone, or any system that violates or attempts to restrict your freedom by violating the natural laws is trying to make you their slave. And what will follow will be the listing of the five natural laws. Once they're revealed, the author believes that, as Thomas Jefferson so eloquently put it in the Declaration of Independence, that we hold these truths to be self-evident. But first, let me posit just three little questions. Is it possible, by the observance of history, to come to the conclusion that government or rulers are really the cause of disorder, confusion, and death? Is it possible that the scale of misery caused to mankind by government dwarfs any damage that would be done by any private criminal element? And have you ever been robbed by any criminal or criminal organization of as much as your wealth as the government has taxed, licensed, and charged a fee for you in your lifetime? Democide, ladies and gentlemen, is the murder of people by their own government. And a study by the University of Hawaii estimates that there have been 262 million victims of democide just in the last century alone. 262 million. This figure itself brings to light a terrifying fact that is, six times as many people have died from the actions of their own government that have died in wars while fighting for their government. Let's break. We'll be back in three.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm going to ask you callers out there, Gary, Bill, Mark, and Sovereign Man, hang on because I've got to get through this. This is the second part of the program today, of which I came in and nobody else did on the network. Who's going to be live tonight? Don Campbell? Okay. All right. The natural law of the five principles of anarchy. The self-ownership principle. You own 100% of yourself. Your labor, what is produced by that labor, and any property developed by that labor. You also own any property that was obtained by the uncoerced mutual agreement with another party in exchange for your labor, such as an employment contract, or in exchange for the products of your labor. That's free market. It is a natural right for everybody to be able to claim land to make a home and to produce the subsistence, that is required to support life. No one has a right to land that he is not putting to use or intends to put to use in the near future. A person cannot use his property in a way that harms or devalues the property of others. The bottom line is you fully own your life and whatever property you produced or traded to obtain. Anyone who takes or demands any portion of your labor or property is attempting to make you their slave. And not all slaves are in physical chains. Some are in chains created by fear in their own minds. The non-aggression principle. Everybody has the right to live in peace without coercion and without the expectation of being assaulted, robbed, or murdered. Interestingly, the right to use force for self-preservation is a key part of the non-aggression principle. The use of force is justified only to defend and protect you, another person, or property. The right to bear arms and use force for self-defense is an inherent right used to defend the non-aggression principle and is firmly based in the first principle of natural law, and that is self-ownership. It is not aggression to defend against anyone who is in an active state of violating the non-aggression principle. If a person in the protection of natural rights kills the perpetrator, it ain't murder. And note that self-defense is only permitted when the perpetrator is in the active state of violation. Once the active state is over, a person's life and livelihood is no longer being immediately threatened. Then the only recourse is they must resort to the fourth natural law, the justice principle. And we'll get to that in a second, but first, number three, the voluntary association principle. No person could be forced against his will to associate with another person or persons. Voluntary association is that principle that all exchanges between people or groups or of people must mutually agreed upon without the use of or threat of violence, force, penalty, or deception. In other words, free of coercion of any kind. Voluntary associations are typically done because the mutual benefits that take place in such relationships. In a forced association, somebody is there against their will, and it doesn't see the point of it because there is no benefit to it. Another person cannot force you to interact or participate in anything you don't want to. For example, people of their own free will can agree to participate in a democratic process and abide by the results of a vote. But no one can force those who did not agree to participate in that process to conform to the results, no matter how big the majority. And here, democracy can best be described as two foxes and a rabbit voting on what's for dinner. And the only thing that could save the rabbit's life in this situation is if it had the ability to practice the right to keep and bear arms. Bunny rabbit with a rifle. What a sight. As a free people, employees and employers have the right to contract to set the terms of their relationship. In this kind of contract, either party can cancel at any time and walk away from the agreement because it would be a violation of the self-ownership principle to not be able to do so. And nobody can contract to be made a slave or to enslave another. Governments exist to create special privilege for corporations and unions, also known as crony capitalism. They all impede the free market conditions that are necessary for a properly functioning and prosperous society, and also violate the principle of voluntary association. Corporations and unions in practice have shown that they were only created to rob the working man of the full benefits of his labor and time. Monopolies allow corporations to operate without competition. This is also against the natural law principle of voluntary association. An example of this? Let's use the Fed Reserve System. It is a privately owned company or corporation that has a monopoly on the money system of the United States, protected by government laws. In a free market system, the Federal Reserve System would be allowed to operate, but so would competing currencies or systems of exchange. People would have the freedom to decide which system had real value, and these are the ones that they would choose to do commerce with. It is not likely that the valueless paper and computer-digitized currency of the Federal Reserve would survive for very long in such a free market environment. If a company exhibits bad business practices, they can be confronted or they can be sued to seek justice. Another method that is even more effective is to hit them when it really hurts. And that's in their pocketbook. That is to band together with other consumers and boycott their product or services. Or passive resistance. I just ain't interested. Thank you, but no thank you. The justice principle that I mentioned before. Anytime someone breaks the natural law of justice is needed. The breaking of the natural law puts nature out of balance. Justice is the means to put it back in balance. A moral community can create a justice system without the need for or interference of government. The author is in favor of a panel of community recognized elders or proven high moral standards and insight to act as panel of judges, but by no means would this be the only possible solution. Just throwing it out there. The need for justice first requires that there is a victim. And a victim is when someone has experienced an infraction of any of the principles of the natural law against their person or property. To apply justice in a victimless crime is to create an injustice, and that would be breaking of that natural law. The goal of justice is not punishment of the offender, but rather to make the victim whole and also rehabilitate the offender, or so they say. Putting an offender in jail just merely to punish is not justice. It has done little or nothing to make the victim whole. What makes the victim whole is compensation for his loss, a penalty paid by the offender to the victim for his troubles, and a fine as further financial deterrent to the offender to not repeat his infraction. The financial deterrent fine could be used to finance the community justice system. Let me stop here. Because the laws, the administrative laws that are broken, who is the beneficiary of a fine? It ain't an individual. It's the damn corporation. Some kind of justice, huh? Paying somebody for the infraction of a law that they made, and who it's supposed to be perpetrated against is, well, under common principle or common law principle, common sense principle, hey, if there is no harm, there ain't no foul. If offenders cannot afford to immediately pay the required compensation penalty and the fines that they must work and make payment until that's accomplished, and in as short a period as possible, in this situation, communities would have to set up a system to assure this would happen. The right to be happy principle. Joy, joy feelings, and happy, happy thoughts. This is the most misunderstood of all the principles because of how politicians have twisted Thomas Jefferson's meaning of the statement in the Declaration of Independence that says, the pursuit of happiness. Its true meaning will be clarified. It is true, as it is often said, that money cannot buy you happiness. But I think we can all agree with the saying that I would rather be rich and unhappy than poor and unhappy. So if happiness is not a condition of wealth, then what is it? Happiness is the state of being truly free. Free in the most important place of all, our minds. Happiness is a choice. We can choose to live by the expectations, desires, or demands of others, or by what we know is best for us. Fear-based oppression and propaganda are the biggest enemies of happiness. External oppression sources that want to try to control you or the way you think are the real enemies. They will succeed in robbing you of your happiness only if you do not realize that your mood and state of mind are your choice. If a person chooses to live in fear, anger, or depression, then they will be unhappy and vulnerable to manipulation by the oppressors. We have one shot at this life. Make it one you want to live. No authority has the right to tell you how to lead your life. It is your life to live for yourself and the people you love. Only fools believe the promises of a tyrant or a man-made authority that can make their lives happy, when history proves that in the end, they are always turned into dependent slaves. And the greatest weapon against tyranny is a person that is happy because they refuse to submit to manipulation and associate only with those who want to have voluntary association because of the mutual benefit. It is hopefully now clear that happiness is not the result of wealth, nor that anyone has an obligation to try to make you happy. I hope it's clear that those who fall prey to the politicians' promises that they can make them happy are falling into a trap of dependency, and that is the state of a slave. Rather, it is your responsibility not to react to things that are outside of your control and let them steal away your joy of living. Happiness is a state of mind that you choose. Concluding, anarchy is living under the principles of natural law, and it stands in direct opposition to government, chaos, and disorder. Government is a robber of freedom. Government is the control by the use of force or threat of force. If you do not obey, it threatens to financially fine you, or to take away your property, or put you in a cage, or even kill you. The violence of government against certain individuals is meant to put fear and intimidation into everyone else so that they become easier to control. Good, obedient slaves. Now, you can put fear into a man and make him unnaturally submit to authority, but the level of fear must always be ramped up to keep him under control. And all men and women were born naturally with a free will. It is natural to resist being enslaved, and it takes a lot of fear to control a man. That is why death by government, or democide, always end up being the single biggest violent killer of mankind. Because of the hubris of tyrants, they never recognize a very important trait of human nature. That is, eventually so much freedom is taken away from men that they have nothing to lose, and the fear that controlled them turns into rage. Then begins a violent revolution that could have been avoided if people would simply have quit supporting the government that violated the natural laws. To the degree that anyone supports or participates in a system that violates the natural laws is the degree which they are guilty of its crimes, not only against other people, but against themselves. And do not be deceived. You are not free if you cannot say no without consequences, such as being hit with batons, tasers, gas, water cannons, fines, confiscation of your property, being put in a cage, or having to forfeit your life. You have only one life to live. Live it free and not as a slave. Gary in Arkansas, thanks for holding. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Postpartum depression, Christmas, but that's just a personal take. What's on your mind?
I have a suggestion that you might want to add another category to your home page called Learn the Law, Know Your Rights. And one of the first things I would put in there would be the hot link to Rod Class's AIB radio programs. Goes back 4 years.
Yeah. You know, and Gary, I might do that. I might do that, but you heard what I had to say about Rod Class. I had him on the air, and we vetted out the story of where he's at and how he got there. But did you hear the very important part of what I said at the, almost, I guess, at the beginning of the show? That his wife doesn't want him to do radio anymore because she's afraid?
And he doesn't want to lose his wife, and she's scared to death of this stuff. But his paperwork, there's also a hot link that I sent to you where all his paperwork's downloadable, which could be modified to state and local applications. Now, there's some things people could do really quick right off the bat, and that is clarify your status and restrict your signature and rebut presumptions of law. That's where the enforcement and the court are operating under the presumption that you are a U.S. citizen. There are two types of passports. There's the American national, and then there's the U.S. citizenship. If you put your first and last name together, that's called basically a naked signature, and that's basically the government claims or presumes at law that the last name belongs to the government, your family name.
Yeah.
So you could restrict your signature with a signing statement. you could get a...
Gary, I'm going to have to ask you to move along. I've got other callers that want to get in here.
American National Passport, and there's about 12 or 13 presumptions at law that yeah. you need to rebut right off when you go
well,
into
and,
court.
And Gary, thanks for your call. I'm serious. I've got to move on. But look, no, I get that, and I support what Rod Class is doing. I just wish that his wife would be in more support. See, I already lost my wife. And you know what? That didn't change a damn thing. It didn't change the state of the country. Didn't certainly change the state of the economy. It didn't change the world. And I don't hold high regard for people that want to be chicken shit. Excuse my French. It just never, ever, ever goes down easy with me. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. But the question is how are you going to live? Are you going to live as a free person? Are you going to help the successive generations with a chance to be free? Or are you not? And this is the tail end, Gary, of their whole administrative crap that they've handed us. We're in there fighting and scrabbling around for this little right and that little right, and get your hands out of my pocket and don't put me in that cage. Again, we're fighting the wrong end of this battle. We cannot defend against them. Not for long. Because it will take its toll on everybody. And you're either going to have to submit to them, or you're going to have to forfeit your life to them. Bill in Talladega. I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill.
John.
Yes.
All I got to say is amen to that. Look, I got to have a copy of that you were reading before I asked my question. I got to have a copy of it. How can I get it?
Email me, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com, Anarchy versus Natural Law, and I will email you a copy.
Okay, cool, man. I will do it. Right. Hey, listen, John, I called you on the December the 27th, and that was 2013 last year, and that's the last time I've talked with you, and I had a little internal controversy with myself about the Second Amendment,
uh-huh.
and I ran it past you, and you said, well, you didn't know what to think of it. You says, call on Monday and talk with Ron McDonald about it.
Yeah.
And that would have been the 30th of December, and that was Christmas Eve Eve, and apparently Ron had something else he needed to do.
Okay.
So this is the first chance I've had to call back. If he's going to be on your show on Monday,
he will be here.
Okay, I want to call back.
And I will be here as well.
Great, man, I want to call back. Hey, listen, if you want to kind of refresh your memory on the call, it was the second hour, 40 minutes into the second hour on December the 27th, 2013.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll call back on Monday and talk with Ron.
All righty, sounds good.
All right, thanks, John.
Okay, Bill. Jeez, a year ago. Mark in Kentucky. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good evening, John.
Hi.
I'm calling sort of, I don't really need to defend Rod, but Rod has for 5 years offered all his paperwork for free, mm-hmm. everything he's filed.
Mm-hmm.
He's been ankle braceleted out of Washington, D.C.
Right.
He is fighting the fight, and he is taking it to him, and he is not a coward.
No, I didn't. Hold on, Mark, hold on here a second. I didn't say that he was. I never said that. I'm saying his significant other is telling him to drop out because she's afraid for his safety and security. And women are like that. Yeah, they are. They're the life givers. They will do anything to try to protect their family, their husbands, their children, whatever. But they do it in such ways that it's an emotional type thing. And it doesn't really consider long-term ramifications.
Well, think of it this way, John. How much of your life does it take for you to run that radio station?
It's taken everything that I have.
Okay. The years Rod has been fighting this is taken away from his wife that he's right next to every day.
Yeah.
That's what she wants. She wants Rod to have and to hold.
And you know what? And it's funny you should mention that because I was talking to Dan here during a commercial break. Then, you know, ultimately, no matter when you're born, what time,
into what culture and what country, you know, it's the issue of life. And I understand that. But I'm also putting this forth. If we do not have people that will stand, if we do not have them that will stand, there's nobody else doing what Rod Class is doing right now. Rod Class drops out of the picture, there goes in a very important component. Did you catch my first hour about NRA and, you know,
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then you heard. You know, we're going to have to depend on ourselves to educate other people and move this thing forward. I'm not banging him for doing this. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not certainly not calling the guy a coward. But how many people, Mark, have we as a network with all the hosts that we've had and all the information and all the people that we have educated, what would have happened to those people if we weren't here? If I wouldn't have gone through hell and high water to try to keep this network afloat?
I agree. And Rod has offered everything he's ever filed, everything he's ever written. He offers it for free. In fact, if you send him a terabyte hard drive for him to load up.
Yeah, it's okay. And Mark, I can understand and I can appreciate that. But it also why do we have high schools or why do we have colleges? The hell, the books are there. Why don't you just go read the book?
That's what you're saying, that the people. The people listening to this show and all the people need to start reading and stepping up.
No, Mark, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm mistaken.
Okay, well, you didn't let me finish. I'm saying about particularly Rod Class and my example here of college. By the way, there's no Michael Herzog next hour. Do you want to carry into the next hour?
I don't mind. If I lose you going when I cross the Tennessee state line, I usually lose phone, but I'll call right back.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just saying here for the sake of today's discussion here, I think you know, I'm looking at the end of the hour and I'm going, wait a minute, I'm not done with this. You're missing my point. If we were all to educate ourselves, there'd be no university, there'd be no school, there'd be nothing. We just sit down with a book. You know, I've tried this before. And sometimes I have to ask the author, or I have to ask somebody that's familiar with the principle or the idea that the person's trying to put across, going, you know, what is this? In other words, we still need teachers. And yes, people should be reading. And not relying, Mark, this is a double-edged sword, and not relying on just other people to do the work for them, and then they just copy the paperwork and go, here, there you go. This is somebody else's labor that they're trying to set themselves free by, which I'm not saying is wrong, but I'm saying, you know, just printed stuff without the teacher going, okay, student, you got a question. Let me help you understand it. You see where I'm going with that, Mark?
Yes, I do. That's very well said. Thank you.
All right. Well, Mark, I appreciate your call, brother. I mean... Yeah, you've been a supporter of this network, and I don't want to get angry at people, and I don't want to leave bad taste in their mouths, but it's time that we start looking at this in a different light. We have got to break through these chains, and we've got to be a little bit more innovative, and we've got to be a little bit more courageous. I just don't understand it. I'll tell you what, hour three coming up. What the hell? With